As you create it in the ethers and relish in every part of it, you come into alignment with it. And that not only gets your energy moving, it lets the energy that is calling you begin to move. And then the other stuff will come into alignment. But the trick here, and it's not a trick, but we like the word, the key, the masterful application of these laws of the universe is, I create it in my mind and take such pleasure from my mental creation that the absence of the physical manifestation no longer bothers me. That really is where it's at. And that's why people who sell books to the masses don't want to talk about vibration. Because what that sounds like to most people, didn't sound that way to you, but what it sounds like to most people is, give up on your dreams and become a raving maniac where you just take pleasure in your deranged thoughts and don't worry about the realism of life. But that's not the way you heard it. You heard it the way we said it. You are a vibrational being who has the power to create anything. There is nothing or no one that can stand in your way of whatever you are wanting. And when you get yourself lined up with whatever project it is and give over to it completely, then not only will you have the pleasure of that energy alignment, but then things will come into vibrational alignment for you, and the manifestation must follow. We've seen it with so many people, especially relative to the subject of relationships, where they fall in love with one specific person, a person that's beautiful in all of the ways that they want them to be beautiful. They fall in love with this person who feels unattainable. And they have heartbreak, heartbreak, heartbreak because what they want, the specific thing that they want, will not come. And if they will take the vibrational essence of this that is ringing their bells, and they will stop trying to make it happen and try to make it be that specific person, and they will let that be the muse or the reason for the mental rampage, and they will let the mental rampage bring them pleasure, then they'll come into alignment with who they are, which is ecstasy in and of itself. They'll come into alignment with the power and the laws of the universe, which is ecstasy again. And then law of attraction will insist that the universal forces will bring all evidence that supports that vibrational state of being to them. And the face it takes, the structure of it, the way it plays out, is always way more than they ever could have envisioned, and always completely satisfying, even if the face changes of what it is they thought they were first reaching for. Just relax in all of it. And realize that your work is to release the frustration, and that the frustration is due to the inaction, and that the action isn't your game anyway, that it's all about the mental game. We are not often to use the word patience, because we understand, and you do too, that in creation, patience is not necessary. In alignment of energy, you need not patience. But in learning alignment of energy, patience really is a valuable tool. So as you relax and allow yourself to feel better and better and better by reaching for more patient thoughts, by saying things to yourself like, all in good time, and I know I'm on the right track, and I know I'm good at what I do, and I wouldn't feel this way if it wasn't something really valuable. And things like this often take quite a bit of time. And the universe at large, in fact, is getting ready for this. And there are so many people that are lining up to make this what I'm wanting it to be. And this is just the beginning of so many other things that I'm wanting to do. And the reason I feel such passion about this is because I'm a born teacher and uplifter, and this is something that has sparked my conscious awareness of that. And as you talk to yourself in those terms, feel how much more patient and satisfied with where you are you feel. And then just keep doing that every time you feel a little bit of impatience come. When someone says, how do I get my energy moving? We want to say, just stop doing that thing you do that slows it down. Because the energy moves, and your energy is moving very rapidly.
I'm practicing some little techniques that Seth, exercises that Seth mentioned about having the source from which your breath comes, and your life power, and just having it just emanate out from me.
Good.
From every cell,
and then nothing better than breathing to release resistance. That is a very good tool. Good.